I hope all of you are doing good. Welcome to Forensic Diaries, featured by the Forensic Times. The term intelligence has been defined in several ways, from abstract reasoning, problem solving, to decision making, etc. In simple terms, intelligence is the ability to acquire knowledge, skills, and creativity, and effectively utilize them to meet the demands of the environment. To the common mind, intelligence is most often than not associated with successful and dedicated people who show relentless perseverance and achieve great heights, thus bringing accolades to their nation, family, and professional organization. While intelligence is generally seen as a conglomeration of everything good, it is also associated with crimes. Yup, you heard that right. Today's podcast is about a collection of intelligent crimes that were committed in India. Case number 1. Veera Swamy. Everyone is aware about the success of Flipkart, one of the biggest e-commerce giants in India. However, did you know that Flipkart was scammed for over 20 lakh rupees by one person? Here goes the story of Veera Swamy. Living in Hyderabad, Veera Swamy would book orders for expensive electronic goods in the name of his wife, parents, and neighbors. What's wrong with this, you ask? Well, let me tell you. Once the goods were delivered, he would switch the original item with a fake one, call the Flipkart customer care and ask for a replacement. He would then send back the fake item with the correct model number and item code. He would also create fake IDs and make bank payments from different accounts to avoid suspicion. By the time he was caught, Veera had already made 200 purchases in 20 months worth around rupees 20 lakhs. This case is true to the adage, an idle mind is indeed a devil's workshop. Case number 2, Lub Singh. Now this is the biggest bank robbery in Indian history that probably would not happen in today's day and age. On 12th February 1987, Lub Singh and his gang, dressed as policemen armed with submachine guns and rifles, entered Punjab National Bank, Ludhiana. They held all the people in the bank hostage and called the cops from the landline. They misled the cops by telling them that a bank loot was taking place in the other side of the city. While the cops took off without cross-questioning on trying to find out who was calling, Lub Singh and his comrades were left with all the time in the world to carry out the loot. The spoils of their loot amounted to nearly 6 crore rupees. That's a whopping $60 million. Indian police officials described it as, quote, a neat and clean operation, unquote, where no one was injured. In fact, this was documented as biggest bank robbery under Curiosities and Wonders in Limca Book of Records. Lub Singh and his men were a part of the Khalistan Commando Force, and it is said that they used the money from the loot to buy sophisticated weapons and AK-47 rifles. Whatever was on their minds while carrying out the loot, we don't know. But I'm sure getting their names etched in the Limca Book of Records was definitely not one of them. Case number 3, Mohan Singh. This crime was so epic that it inspired a Bollywood film, Special 26. The major difference, apart from cinematic liberty of course, is that in the film there are 4 con men, while in reality, the Opera House robbery was carried out by just one man, Mohan Singh. On March 19, 1987, barely a month after India witnessed its biggest bank robbery, Arvind Inamdar received an urgent phone call in the police headquarters in Mumbai. The call was about something fishy going on in the Opera House where all the leading jewelers of the city were located. A CBI raid had taken place at Tribhuvandas Bhimji Zaveri, the most famous jeweler of the lot. 26 members with their leader Mohan Singh, who was dressed immaculately in a three-piece suit, flashed their CBI ID cards as they entered the posh showroom and pulled down the shutter. While Mohan Singh ordered the closed-circuit TV to be switched off, the others asked the staff and customers to wait while they took a look at the registers. Standard practice. Why were the police called then? Inamdar, the police officer, was told that cash of rupees 3.75 lakhs and choice jewellery samples worth rupees 20 lakhs were confiscated and not to be found. Something that's not common. The police officer was left befuddled when he reached the spot with his team, for the entire CBI team was still there except the leader Mohan Singh. On investigating, the police unraveled the most berserk crime ever. It was found that the CBI team was not actually a CBI team. They were just a bunch of people who thought they were getting a job. The team members had seen an advertisement in the Times of India seeking 50 dynamic graduates for intelligence officer posts. The aspirants were asked to report at none other than the most famous 5-star Taj Hotel for an interview between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. After going through the full-length interview, the selected 26 were asked to report the following day, where Mohan would give them fake ID cards. He got them boarded on a bus to participate in a mock raid. In the showroom, Mohan Singh went around the showcases picking up jewelry as samples. They were placed in poly bags and stapled with slips showing government seal. Now for the vanishing act, Mohan Singh told the staff to wait while he went to check out another shop in the vicinity. While nobody smelt a rat for the best part of an hour, that gave him ample time to get back to the hotel, check out, and disappear forever. According to the police, Singh was spotted in an auto rickshaw in the suburbs carrying a briefcase, an attaché case, and a gari bag. But it's here that the trail ends. It is believed that Mohan Singh was either an old CBI hand or had an inside channel of information. He knew exactly how to go about it, said Pratap Zaveri, the owner of the showroom who had been through several raids before. He even said that Singh had produced all the relevant documents, hence there was no room for suspicion. All that the police know about the con man is that he is 5 feet 6 inches tall, black-haired, dark-complexioned, and bespectacled. They also have an important clue about his character. They know that Mohan Singh, or whatever his name might be, is exceedingly smart. This crime reminds me of one of the most famous dialogue by Kevin Spacey in the 1995 film The Usual Suspects. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. And like that, poof, he's gone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, don't forget to like and share the video. Do subscribe to our channel and don't forget to hit the bell icon so you get notified every time we post a new video. Do check out our other podcasts that are available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, JioSaavn, and many more. Thank you for your time. Have a great day. Take care and bye-bye.